I'm Sean from Voices of Defiance, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. Coming to you live from the Legends Studios via the interwebs, it's the Legends Entertainment News Stream. I'm the operator.
I'm Wing.
I'm Beef.
And I'm Catherine.
Here we is one more time again to give you new stuff in your ear holes. So, Beef, what time is it?
News time.
Okay, going to do some quick comic news, some releases this week. Multiversity, Ultra Comics. I think it's the last issue of that series before they do their little convergence thing, which, by the way, is a complete ripoff of what Marvel is doing this summer. But it's Grant Morrison, and Grant Morrison is pretty fucking good, especially with this series. Yeah. You got your Walking Dead, issue 139, where you're actually going to be dealing with, and I know this sounds really kind of lame, but in the series, this is kind of different. Boats. You're going to be dealing with trade coming overseas. So actual ships coming in to dock. This has never even remotely been touched in the series.
That's going to be interesting.
So that could be interesting. Darth Vader, number 3 out of the Star Wars comics. I would say Darth Vader is like number 1 and Star Wars being a very close number 2.
It's Darth Vader. Come on.
I know. Darth Vader is fucking awesome. It's kind of awesome. And the new storyline for Powers, number 2. The comic is good. Series, not so much.
It's funny because I read every week like people trying to say that it's kind of good in some kind of way. And I'm like, no.
No. Can't save it. Stop it. Don't even try.
Yeah.
So, moving on to online media. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about a fan-made Bond film that was online that was really good, and they took it down because MGM got their panties in a bunch about, you know, copyright infringement, yada, yada, yada. Apparently, that court case went through, and there was no infringement, so the video is back up.
And it's so good.
It is. It's really good. If you're a Bond fan, I highly recommend it. This is like the darkest dark side of Bond that you can get.
But it's basically taking Bond from the 60s and putting in the current timeline if he had age. And this is something we'll never get. We'll never get an aging Bond. And it's so funny to see how this man, when you take away everything he was, what he becomes. And this is pretty accurate.
Yeah, because
that was so much deeper than what I got from it. I was like,
"You just saw a cartoon, didn't you?" You just went,
video game. I don't know what's happening.
It's previs. Well, when you're used to looking at previs and stuff like that, I can like kind of forget it's cartoonish and just get into it. This is one of the best Bond thing that came out of the last couple of years.
Yeah,
you should watch that.
Especially if you're a Bond fan, you're going to love it. And a new anime TIE Fighter film just came out a few days ago. They're not going to do it, but I would really love to see Disney do an anime Star Wars type film.
Yeah. Well, Rebels was...
Rebels is extremely good. Don't get me wrong. Rebels is amazing, but when I see something like this, when I see anime and my love for anime, I just look at it and go, oh, why don't you do that too? Do that too, because that's good.
Have you watched that finally of Rebel?
Beef?
No.
God.
I've been away from my DVR.
Damn
Shut
it.
Your mouth holes. I hate you guys.
It's so good. That finally is so good.
It's really good. Really, really good. And a short film was released called Sundays, and it's by this new director that pretty much no one has ever heard of. He's a first-time director.
Oh, we will hear of him, though.
We will hear of him. This film, and I say this, I have never said this, I think, on the cast before. If you click on nothing else in this list, this is what you click on.
Yes. Yes, we actually waited to record so Beef could watch it.
Hey, it is beautiful. I don't get it because I don't think I paid enough attention while people were talking over parts of it, but that's okay. It's awesome. It looks really cool.
It's like the same kind of aesthetic that Neil Blomkamp can have, but yes. He actually has the story behind it.
Yeah.
Which Blomkamp only had once out of three right now. So I'm just saying.
It is.
Way to ruin
it
everything.
Can be described as a cross between The Matrix and Inception with some Elysium thrown in and stuff like that.
In 12 minutes?
Pretty much in 12 minutes. It is, and visually, it is amazing. It is mind-blowingly good.
But if this guy has a full script of this, this is going to get greenlit in the next 2-3 weeks.
Well, I think I got some news that'll beat you to the punch. Warner Brothers has already picked it up.
There you go, because...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And here's how fast it was. This was released Monday.
Wow. And we record
of this week.
Thursday. Yeah. It is that great. I don't know. I would be really curious to see the budget of this, because the credits are really long. There's a lot of people who worked on that.
Oh, you ready for this? The budget?
Yeah.
$51,000.
You're kidding me.
I shit you not, sir.
How do you do this for less than
$51,000? You are a good director and know what you want on your film is how they do
know
it.
What you need where and who the fuck to
then
pay
give him
it is done.
Give him 20 million, you're going to make 50 for sure.
$51,000.
Wow. Okay.
Just visually alone. It's better than the movie we're going to review later this
week.
Yeah. Oh, dear God. Do we really have to talk about that?
So bad.
Sorry.
Hold on. Never again.
No. No. I don't want to hear about Spring Breaker. I don't want to talk about Spring Breaker ever.
Shut your face. Just shut it.
I feel dirty again.
Too late. Sherlock is going to have a special episode that is going to be set in Victorian London. It is going to be a separate from the 3 episode. That they usually do, so it's going to be kind of like a bonus episode. There's no word on when it's coming out, but considering they're pretty much done filming it, it could be by Christmas, could be, but nothing definitive.
I don't know how I feel about that. I'm curious about it, but
I think it'll be fun. Why not? That's the
it's time just frame more you've good known. Stuff. I mean, instead of 3, you get 4. I'm down with that. I do actually enjoy Sherlock.
Yeah.
Sherlock is awesome. Sherlock is awesome.
Sherlock is awesome.
Now, I'm fairly certain no one on this cast watches this show, Empire. Am I correct? Okay.
True story.
Apparently, we don't need to because a fucking shit ton of people watch this
thing. Yeah, apparently it's huge.
Huge.
Its season finale was over 21 million people.
Jesus Christ.
Walking Dead doesn't pull that shit.
No way. We would be hearing about this more if it was that big. It was that
it
fucking
big.
It
is that big, dude.
Yeah, but
it
think about it.
Is a Fox show?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but think about it. It's not in the kind of circle we go in. We're more in the geeky circle of sci-fi stuff.
You'd still hear about... Oh, wow.
21.1 million viewers.
That's uncanny. Like it's Gotham Walking Dead number.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, but is this okay? Now, do they broadcast this on like Netflix and shit too? Like they do Gotham right away?
Nope.
This is just straight fucking
straight
Fox.
Broadcast.
What is the storyline? I don't even know what the storyline is.
The storyline like is it? Well, it's actually a record mogul. So it's about
didn't
a record.
Didn't he start as a rapper though?
I honestly, because I'm not familiar with the intricacies of the story, I have no idea, but I do know that the whole thing is basically, it starts off with, it takes place sometime in the future where he dies. And the whole story after that is kind of like the preview, the prologue of that, where he knows he's dying and this is him doing all this
reminiscing.
Shit. Oh. Well, it's not reminiscing. This is what he's doing, and this is what led up to him dying. So, 21 million people can't be wrong, dude. That's a huge number.
Hell no, I might have to fucking buy this when it comes out.
It's insane. It is insane good.
Well, this has got the old, what the hell, Robert Downey Jr.'s homie from the first Iron Man, right?
Terrence Howard, yes.
Yes.
Yes, Terrence Howard stars in it.
Nice. I like
it. But I just looked at the number, and I keep looking back at it, 21 million people. Holy shit.
Well, they said Gotham got 22 or whatever, but that was over Netflix and all
seven
the
days.
Other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was
this was pretty much the one-shot deal.
That's
no
original
way.
Broadcast?
That's Sunday night.
That's not
in Live Plus 3.
Okay.
Live Plus 3.
That's still killer.
That's Live Plus 3. That's not even Live Plus 7. That's fucking big.
That's insane. That is insane. I'm sorry. I was looking at another story that apparently just broke that for some reason Coach is coming back to NBC for 13 episodes.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up.
Empire,
they should need to just fucking make a new show except Law & Order and Coach. Get the fuck over it. God, and I used to like Law & Order. Criminal Intent was great. Some of the original stuff, it was all good for a while, but then it's like, okay.
Well, on the subject, everything old is new again, they are bringing back X-Files.
I'm good with this. But
I like this because it's a 6-episode run.
I like how you're like, we hate reboots. We hate more episodes now. Oh, wait, this is okay.
But Coach was horrible.
Coach was pretty horrible.
I mean, X-Files was at least good for 70 to 80% of it, and the movie was fun. If they do 6 episodes and 4 are good, I'll be cool. Like, I'll be happy.
And the thing is, 6 episodes is a good amount. It's like, you know, just enough, and then after 6 episodes, it's like, okay, go away.
Right.
And they're gone.
Well, when I was reading it, they were talking about how, like, they're just going to jump right back in, is from what it sounds like. So I think that's going to be pretty cool for people, too.
Absolutely.
That'll fuck me up, because I tuned out the last couple seasons.
As long as, I mean, my guess is with this, them coming back and doing the 6-episode arc, I'm guessing they're going back into the overall mythology of it and the aliens and stuff like that. But either way, they're going to have Chris Carter, they're going to have Duchovny, they're going to have Anderson. They may even have Vince Gilligan direct and write an episode or two somewhere along the line. So, yeah, I'm good with that. I'm totally good with that.
Well, if you do X-Files with Vince Gilligan at this point, it's like...
Yeah, it's going to be a fucking hit. It can't not be a hit.
And he already did a couple... he also did a lot of good episodes on the original series anyway, so...
Have you guys seen I Want to Believe, the second movie?
Yes.
Looked and feel like a two-parter episode. It didn't like a movie.
It did.
It was a good two-parter episode. It was a bad movie.
Yeah.
So if they can catch that in the bottle again and put that on TV for 6 episodes, hell yeah, I'm going to watch that.
Something from my childhood, though, that I would actually, I'm afraid to see remade, but kind of excited to hear, is the Alien Nation remake.
If they do it based on the series and not the original movie. Because the original movie was with James Caan was kind of meh.
That's what I was about to see.
Yeah, but the series
was so good.
The movie was... It laid the groundwork, but the series like expanded on the whole world and made it fun and accessible.
But those were the days where I was not speaking English and they did not dub that in French. So I've only seen the
movie. Then we need to rewatch it.
Yeah.
Really? I've never even heard of this before.
Probably, really?
Probably not.
Really?
We'll see if they actually.
Thank God.
Hey, I mean, the Russian roulette with like the spinny saltwater guns. Drinking the sour
milk.
That
was messed up.
Yeah. I mean, come
on. What salt water would do to them, that is fucked up. Yeah, it was a good series.
The world building was cool.
Yeah, the world building was very, very cool. And this just broke today. HBO, now we talked about previously that Vice was going to have their own little news thing happening on YouTube. Well, this takes it up another notch because HBO is going to have a Vice newscast daily.
Oh.
Wait a minute. This was the one that was on YouTube, right?
This was the one. Okay, originally it was on HBO. It has its little specials and stuff like that where it has its short little stories and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then YouTube was going to have, you know, it was going to have its own channel on YouTube and it was going to have its own like little news network just on YouTube. Now HBO is like, no, you come over here, you do it daily, you can do it on our, yeah.
Five half-hour shows per week, 48 weeks a year.
Yeah, that's a lot. And it kind of changes the dynamic of HBO, because HBO is no longer just movies and occasional documentaries.
But the part I thought was interesting was it
was.
Yes.
We're breaking up again. Hello.
No.
You're breaking up.
You're again. Breaking up.
Wing might have to edit. We know.
It's the newscast. It's not edited. Hi, everybody.
You can put one cut in the middle, you ass.
I like how he covers his butt there.
Yes, I do. Come on. This goes out 15 minutes after we record. I'm not editing
all right,
this thing.
All right. Well, I don't know what you want me to do. I'm just going to talk then.
Then talk.
What was your point?
Okay, my point was that I thought it's cool, the Vice News and what they do and like how they're not biased, I guess, is what they're trying to say. And so they get free reign with what they get to say on HBO. I think it's going to be interesting. I wouldn't mind watching it.
That is very true, because every time I've ever seen Vice, if you really want to get like news on the world, not just United States, the world and what's going on in the world at large, that's really kind of a great source to go to, because they deal with like stuff that nobody knows diddly squat about. Just nothing. I mean, they'll go into like, you know, Greek politics and how fucked up all of that is with the finances and everything like that. Or they'll go into, you know, the ice caps falling off, or they'll go into how Micronesia is basically falling into the ocean, and the president of Micronesia was ousted because he was telling everybody, hey, Micronesia's falling into the fucking ocean. So it's twisted. It's that whole story was twisted. How they get people out of North Korea. And so, I mean, just all of these stories that you don't hear anything about in the regular news media is right there.
Because the regular news media is a fucking joke.
Well, that's true, but still.
Yeah, you should listen to these news. These news are way better. I'm just saying.
But then it's on HBO. So we shall see, but that's an interesting concept they're doing. As far as movie news is concerned, Insurgent topped the box office, which is not all that shocking, because Insurgent and
I've got a very certain set of skills that I will use to save my son this time.
Everything I've heard about this movie is that it's really not good, though.
Well, probably isn't.
I can't believe Kingsman
is still hanging on.
Kingsman is great.
I know,
Kingsman is great. Divergent was good. I think a lot of people liked it, but it wasn't like, you know, they tried to get the lightning in the bottle that's Hunger Games, and they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's three things under 25 that I want to see or I have seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and hopefully they have an ending now for Mission Impossible 5, because the trailer's out.
The trailer's great.
The trailer is awesome. Hopefully they have an ending for the damn film, because, you know.
I'm surprised how much I'm excited for this trailer or this movie.
Well, the last one was great. Jack Reacher was kind of okay, so
yeah, but he's doing good. I just, one of these times I'm gonna expect the Mission Impossible movie to just be like,
yeah,
I don't know. But then I could say that about the Fast and Furious movies for the last three, and then I'm like, woohoo!
Oh, I can't wait for the next Fast and Furious. I just can't wait. That's like in 2 weeks or something.
Something like that. Yeah. So
did you hear him? He got all excited. And
He got all giddy and stuff.
I am excited about that. What can I say? I'm more excited about that than Avengers. Come on.
You are so weird. Catherine, isn't he weird? I'll take your silences. Yes.
Yeah,
so,
Catherine has an internet problem right now. So she's like, I'm somewhere in the background. I don't know.
Steven Spielberg is going to be directing a movie.
I can hear you. I don't know what's happening.
That just happened, everybody.
A relationship like that.
Steven Spielberg is going to be directing Ready Player One. It's based on the book, you know, Ready Player One, but it's the concept of the story is actually kind of interesting. It's basically a virtual world that is based on 80s and 90s video games.
Oh, that's going to be way better than freaking Pixel.
Yeah. And but somewhere in this game, there is a prize that's been hidden by the designer of the game. And everybody tries to find this prize because they win a shit ton of money and blah, blah, blah. But it's about this one guy who finds the first clue that leads him to the prize and how everybody is basically going after him. But it's all in the virtual world.
Okay. Mm. That I like the concept, and let's face it, it's Spielberg, so...
It's true. So it's at the very least going to look pretty.
Yeah. Well, look pretty. There's going to be an extra ending that I don't want to see, but the rest of the movie is going to be great.
That's only going to be released on Blu-ray, and it's going to be this thing.
Well, all these movies since, what was it, AI, have like that extra fourth act that I'm like, why?
Yeah, that's true.
Why? At some point, you forgot to end your movie at the right
fucking
place.
Fucking AI.
Yeah, it was a depressing piece of shit, man. That was just a depressing piece of shit.
It was beautiful, though.
It was beautiful, but it was a depressing piece of shit. It's like, God damn, dude. Way to bring us down. Shit. Jesse Eisenberg. First image of Jesse Eisenberg is Luther. I kind of saw this coming. Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay. I was in before, but I'm really in now. So, yeah, I can see that.
Okay. I like the way they're doing the press for this. To be honest, okay, I would like to have a trailer, but when I rationalize
if the movie
it...
If the movie is half as good as the press,
yeah.
I'll probably be okay with it.
Yeah, because people are bitching right now, oh, we don't have a trailer, we don't have a trailer. The movie is a year away. This week, the movie is a year away. That's normal that we don't have a trailer. It's just frustrating because they showed some stuff at Comic-Con last year. I get that. But when you think about it, if they release a trailer, it's like throwing a rock in the sea at this point because it's going to be so long. But every month and a half, 2 months, we get a new picture, a new something to like latch on. And every time they release something, I'll be honest, I love the Aquaman picture. I love the Wonder Woman picture.
Yeah.
I dig this Lex Luthor picture. I know they just shaved his head. I get that. It's just Jesse Eisenberg with no hair. But you know what? He looks great.
And the thing is, for those of you who are like, Jesse Eisenberg, I know, go see Social Network.
Oh, yeah.
Just go see Social Network, and it's like, yeah.
My buddy at work was saying, now picture him, the Magic movie, where he was in the interrogation room.
No, you see him.
No, and he was just talking to the cops about, you know, how he'd be the smartest one in the room. Picture him with that attitude and kind of that twitchiness that he does, but bald and with like a Lex Luthor bent. That would be, that could work. Just that kind of cockiness of the magician, you know?
That's why I went to Social Network, because he was a dick.
True.
He was a total dick throughout the entire film, and he was a manipulative dick.
And
so,
he knew it, too.
Yeah.
And
yeah, he was aware of everything.
And let's face it, if you do a Lex Luthor of the modern age, he has to be that kind of, you know, computer crazy guy that's really, really, really good at what he does.
Yep.
So that kind of works. We already seen him doing that really, really, really well.
Yep.
At this point, I was kind of iffy on this casting. I'm good. At this point, I'm happy with most of the casting that they have in there.
Yep.
Love what Gal Gadot has to say this week also about like people bitching about her, which was like, well, people say I have too small of a boobs. You know, Amazon cut one of their boobs, so I don't really care. And people say that I'm too skinny. Well, I've trained a bunch, so I don't really care about that either. So screw you. I'm an actress. I was like, you know what? Good for
you. When she goes in with that attitude, I respect that. I do respect that. I just want to see how it looks on film. So
exactly. At this point, I want to see how she act, because she did some independent stuff where she was really good, and then she did Fast and the Furious, where everybody in Fast and the Furious... I mean, let's face it. We love these movies, but the acting...
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Vin Diesel is your base of acting, well, it's not... You can go out of that. So, everybody's kind of a little bit wooden in these movies. You're not watching these movies for acting. You're watching these movies for them doing crazy shit with cars. And they go over the top with cars. So that could be something interesting. So I'm kind of happy with it.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. And as we talked about previously, Jennifer Lawrence is out after this one.
So far.
Yeah.
Well,
it's at the same time. I mean, I'm sad to see her go, but at the same time, I'm not shocked by it because she is doing a lot of.
I know she's doing a lot of other really good flicks and like, you know, really good critically acclaimed shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, damn it. It worked well with her. I mean, that's fine. They'll find some other attractive blonde who'll make it work. But she worked well in the part.
Yeah, she did. But think about it. Let's say they have to recast for the next X-Men. At this point, we're in the 80s. If they go in the 90s, they could cast an actress that's a little bit older and paint her in blue. And we've already recast her, and that works. So if they get a good actress, I'm okay with it. The fun thing that happened with having her in the role is that instead of having a model that doesn't speak at all during the movie or has two lines, they actually developed the character.
Yeah.
So that is great. And when you think about Jennifer Lawrence, at this point, she's like, wait, I'm like part of an ensemble cast and all that stuff where right now I'm leading all of the movies I'm doing and I'm getting out of all of these franchises at the same time so I can finally do whatever I want and I have the respect of the acting community to do whatever I want to do. I think she's going for the Oscar in the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, she's already been nominated and stuff like that. So it's not like she doesn't have that those kind of chops anyway.
That's my point.
So, yeah.
She's going to winning one now.
Yeah.
She's going to work with Fincher at some point. Fincher's still fishing for that Oscar, so.
Yeah. Speaking of X-Men, they have cast Jubilee, who is Asian, which is good because Jubilee was supposed to be Asian.
Isn't that great now? They're like, hey, we can actually cast like.
Hey, we can actually cast people that are supposed to be that nationality. Okay.
Yeah, awesome. Culture accurate. And I'm looking at that girl and I'm like, yes, she looks like Jubilee. She's super hot. She's going to work.
And this is for Apocalypse?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And at this point, we don't have to be worried about Hugh Jackman anymore because he said recently, like, I want to die in the role. He's in the same bandwagon as Robert Downey Jr. at this point, where Robert Downey Jr. said, if the scripts are there, I don't mind getting a pay cut anymore.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, yeah, because he's so iconic as a character that why not every year, 2 years, 18 months, whatever, 30 months, get a fucking paycheck for showing up on set for a week or two max, if not a day or two.
And the other thing, have you guys seen The Judge?
Yeah.
Really good movie. Tank at the box office.
Yeah.
So,
which is a shame because he did a good job, although I'd like to see him, you know, do something that's really, really good. Like,
what did we just watch with him in it that was fucking awesome? Was that Kiss Kiss Bang Bang with him in it?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah.
So perfect.
Something like that. I'd like to see him do something like that too.
But he's not the draw that he used to be. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do a parenthesis for a second there. Are the age of the star system starting to fade away for the age of character? Because you look at like a Schwarzenegger, you look at a Robert Downey Jr. and stuff like that. The character they play, the Terminator, Iron Man, stuff like that, still bring out a lot of people in theater. But when it's just like them, the name on the marquee?
I think that's because, yes, I think you're completely right. And you know why? That's because so many people got burned with the fucking shitty movies of the 80s and 90s we've been reviewing with all the Kurt Russells or all the Twins, which was still good. But what was the one where he was fucking knocked up? Schwarzenegger was knocked up. I mean, there's.
Yeah, that was Twins.
That was another Twins movie. No, that was another movie, but
there was another movie where he was knocked up?
There was a movie where there was Twins and then he was pregnant.
Yeah, there was a movie where he was pregnant and knocked up, and then there was a movie called Twins with him and Danny DeVito
from
the same mother. Anyways, but people got burned out on shit like that, and I think you know what you get when you go in to see Robert Downey Jr., whether he's in Iron Man, The Avengers, Captain America.
Junior.
Oh, God. Okay.
Have you seen the trailer for Maggie?
We're going to discuss that in a little while because it's slower.
We can go there in 2 seconds. But the thing is that
in the 80s and 90s when you were getting Arnold Schwarzenegger all over the place, and it wasn't the stupid comedies and shit like that. It was your Commando, everything, the Eraser, all that crap. He was basically the same character with just he was basically Bond.
Yes.
With just a different alias. He was said the same fucking tough guy kung fu chop. So you're still getting that character? I don't know if that makes any sense, but...
Kung Fu Chop.
But do you know what I mean? He was still the basically same fucking
thing.
Yeah.
I get it. Totally. I think his last great movie of this when shit started to hit the fan was True Lies. After True Lies, he started doing The Eraser.
I liked Eraser, though. I thought Eraser was okay.
I'm not saying that these movies were not fun, but you know...
No, you're right.
You know, there was Eraser, Jingle All the Way, Batman and Robin, End of Days, The 6 Days, Collateral Damage, and then he went for...
End of Days, 6 Days, I thought was horrible, but okay.
I'm a clone! I am a clone, and you know I'm collateral a clone.
Damage. What was not End of Days. That sucked. What was Collateral Damage?
That was his movie in South America where his family were collateral damage.
That's Commando, basically.
Pretty much.
Well, yeah, but again, if we want to talk about Commando, I'm going to bring you back to the trailer of Maggie.
Yes.
Okay, Maggie. let's talk about the trailer of Maggie, even though that's towards the end of the news. But trailer of Maggie. Because I had heard rumors that this was actually really good, and it even made the Tribeca Film Festival good. And I watched it, and I'm like, this is not bad at all.
This is not the Schwarzenegger I'm used to.
Exactly.
And I'm okay
with
it.
Yeah, it's a dramatic turn.
Yeah.
It's not just a zombie flick. This is a guy who is losing his daughter.
I haven't saved my daughters in Commando. This is going to be great.
Exactly. But it's a guy who was trying. It was basically losing his daughter. I mean, it's really only a matter of time before she totally turns, and he realizes that you know, people are after him and people are after her and stuff like that. But it's the trailer looks really good
and gritty and powerful. I'm saying that about a Schwarzenegger flick. Powerful.
Yeah. No, it actually, I'm going to say something. Okay. It looks well acted.
Yeah, it does.
From Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, it does.
It's impressive.
And again, I haven't seen well acted, even though it's, you know, from Schwarzenegger, even though it's, you know, up in his wheelhouse and stuff like that, since True Lies. True Lies, he fit perfectly. It wasn't just the James Bond thing. He played off the family thing fine.
The only person that was able to get a good performance of Schwarzenegger has always been James Cameron.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say whatever about Terminator. Oh, it just has to be wooden.
You can say whatever you want about Cameron. He can get good acting out of his people.
Yes, he can. And the Terminator was an amazing performance because you believed in the robot-father relationship, which is fucked up just thinking about it.
Yep.
But... damn, that was good.
Yeah. So this trailer, it looks good. And again, Tribeca Film Festival, you're not going to have crap at Tribeca.
No.
So.
Yeah. I just want to comment to people who are like, where is Catherine? Well, the internet decided that Catherine was not with us anymore. So she's saying goodbye. She loves you all. Yeah.
She apologized. And, you know, for whatever reason, it just decided to not do what it needed to do.
She said she was going to take the router out back with a baseball bat, like Office Space.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not cool.
So she'll be back next week with a different router, just like they had a different fax machine.
Yeah, they're just going to reboot the TARDIS and
it'll be fine.
Should be working again.
You'll be fine. Just fine.
Just fine.
So apparently Sony wants to redo
Solar Pilot is losing his shit right now.
Solar Pilot, you mean Stargate Pioneer?
That dude too.
You mean Sweetie Pie?
See, I was gonna say Shooter, and then that
whatever name you want to call yourself this week, that's fine.
So
that's
SP
cool.
from Starling Tribune is gonna lose his shit.
Yes. SP. Yes.
SP from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. is gonna lose his shit.
I was gonna say your other name, sir, but I didn't want to bust you out.
We don't even know what name you have because you have 5 of them. So, you know, Sweetie Pie or SP or whatever the fuck.
But
yes.
you know what? Right now, giant robot kind of work around the world. And
yeah, but
okay. Okay, full disclosure here. I was doing a lot of cooking this weekend, like a lot of cooking.
A lot of what?
Did he say cocaine?
Cooking.
That's my ass too.
Oh my god, dude.
You did a lot of cocaine this weekend?
Cooking.
What? You said it four times and two and a half cocaine. Times I heard cocaine.
Cooking.
A beef, doesn't that explain a lot?
Yes.
That explains so much.
That's going to explain the next sentence that's going with this. And all of a sudden, I'm on Netflix, and it just, like, start the next movie, and it starts Transformer 4. Mm-hmm. And I'm in cooking a lot right now, and not blue mat, not white stuff. I'm making food, and I'm letting that thing roll, and I'm like, this movie made $1 billion?
Yeah. No, over $1 billion.
Why?
Chinese.
Okay, now you understand why they're rebooting Robotech. Because they're like, do you have giant robots? Yes, we have GoBots, which they've just greenlit.
Yeah.
And now they're thinking about Robotech. They're going to find every giant robot license that you ever seen when you were young. And they're going
to
try to make it.
Cash in on the nostalgia. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Now, friend of the show and former member of the of our cast, Sean, also tweeted the whole thing. Tweeted my response to the whole thing, and he was like, "Well, you know, maybe if they do like a Michael Bay version of it," I'm like, "You mean getting something that has so many effects that it completely obliterates the story, and a girl who's really hot and can't act?" He's like, "Yeah,
you know, but wait, time out." Yeah. Hate me if you want, but
we will.
The first I know you guys do anyways, but it's my birthday, so fuck you both. The first Transformers was pretty goddamn epic.
The first Transformers was good, and it was one of those things.
Let it be.
Okay, good, exactly. Good. Maybe not good. I'm gonna give it like entertaining. Dude, with a side of nostalgia.
It was way more than entertaining. Wing, don't be a bitch. It was way more than entertaining, and a lot of that had to do with the heaping pile of nostalgia. The first time that fucking blackout, the helicopter, you heard the I swear to God, I got a hard on.
Okay, I agree. The first time, and then I
really
saw it again.
Admit that to people.
Well, it wasn't. I mean, not really, not literally, but
it came in your pants.
You know,
it's
it was
okay.
Literally. Don't admit
it was, okay. It was a semi. It was. I had 3/4 lumber.
Okay, but you know, the first time I agree, and then I rented that shit on DVD. You remember video stores? You know, in the old days. and then I rented that thing, DVD, and I was with Frank, that used to be on Legends years ago, and
back in the day.
And we both look at each other like, wait, we actually liked this in theater? Like, yeah, that was the nostalgia.
Oh, but I saw it like 3 times in the theater.
Oh, dear God.
Look, to me personally, I was not a Transformers fan at all. And I saw it, I'm like, okay, I can get this. This is a fun, good movie. Is it a great movie? No. Is it an Oscar-winning movie? No. But it is a fun, good movie.
But you're not into it for Oscar winning or...
No, of course
it's
not.
It's a Transformers movie. It's just like half the crap. All this stuff they're remaking, I'm excited to see it, but fuck, you're going to spend so much money on these reboots just hoping to cash in on the nostalgia buck instead of tossing a little bit of money out there and hoping for a real goddamn movie to get made nowadays.
Exactly, because here's the other thing, and I have brought this up previously on the cast, the Edge of Tomorrow syndrome. That movie, on paper, should have blown everybody away at the box office.
Yeah, but the marketing was so bad.
But it wasn't just the marketing.
No, it's some
on
fucking
paper,
small movie came out.
A small movie came out. A small budget movie came out about some kid dying of cancer.
Oh, that was so good.
Was so well done, it took all the monies.
What was the other one? God, I hate that I like Tom Cruise so much in his movies, but Oblivion.
Yeah.
Oblivion was
But at least Oblivion made number one at the box office for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, I mean,
Edge of Tomorrow
else
didn't even touch it. Edge of Tomorrow made number three. Number three.
Number three.
Number three. It should have made number one.
Well, again, I'm going to go back to the marketing on this movie because they changed the title when they released it on DVD. It's now called Live, Die, Repeat, I think.
Yeah, live, die, repeat. It's what the fuck? It's still... I'm walking through Target and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Wait, huh?
Yeah.
Nowhere on there really, unless it's in the small print, does it say Edge of Tomorrow?
No, they wanted to go as far away as possible as the title.
Why?
Because nobody knew what it was except like three people in a cast that 500 people listened to. So
that's fine, but still, it's like, come on.
And I would like to thank those 500
people. Each and every one of you.
Yes, each and every one of you. I'll meet you somewhere someday. Buy you a drink, all of you. Not an expensive drink, but I don't
get you water.
I still don't understand that though. Why would you marketed the movie? You already fucked it up because it was, what was the original name of it? Live, Die, Repeat, right?
Yeah, no, the original name of it was Live, Die, and Repeat. They
no, the original
the movie,
title of the book, what it was, it's, I don't remember.
People are screaming at their shit right now.
Yeah,
I'm almost positive the original title was Live, Die, and Repeat. When they released the movie, it was Edge of Tomorrow. And now they put it back out as Live, Die, Repeat.
Hold on.
No, but the title of the book is not that. The original...
I'm talking about the movie. I'm talking about the movie.
I'm talking the source material. It's
All You Need Is Kill.
All You Need Is Kill. You're right. Yep.
But that was a bad title, too.
Exactly.
But Live, Die,
They're
Repeat...
They're all pretty much kind of bad titles, except Live, Die, and Repeat is at least close to the concept.
It's actually a good title. I like that title after seeing the movie. But yeah, I've watched this movie like 10 times now.
Oh yeah, I thoroughly enjoy the movie.
And I was the moron that went like, oh, the guys want me to see this. No, there's this little indie movie that looks really, really good. I'm gonna go see that instead.
You were part of the problem. You are a fucking jerk.
Yeah, but that movie was really good.
It was good. It was good. That's the thing. Indie film. The budget for the indie film, and I said this on the cast, the budget for the indie film wouldn't have even covered craft services for Edge of Tomorrow. It wouldn't have even covered that. And that's why I bring this up, because studios want to throw this huge blockbuster out there for, as Beef said, for the hope of the nostalgia dollar, whereas another movie company, Lionsgate or whomever, can come, or Summit or whatever, can come up with a small little film with a small little budget and a really good story and really good acting and put it out there and just blow away the competition.
Yeah, but
we should have like a year or like months out of the year or something where every other year, every odd year or every even year, it can't be fucking reboots.
Oh, please.
Now you're asking way too much.
I know. Something, though.
You're talking crazy stuff.
Some sort of restriction on this shit. Oh,
please.
I would love to see some. Come on.
Happen.
I want another fucking Inception before I die. And Wing always says it. I'm sorry to be like Wing, but I want other good fucking movies.
We got Interstellar. I mean, we still have those great directors. I mean, we were talking about Spielberg a while ago.
I don't know about Interstellar yet. I gotta rent it and watch it again at home.
I think the other show was pretty damn good, dude.
It was but great. At the end of it was a little squirrely for me.
Listen to you right now.
I know I fucking hate it.
No, but you're like, okay, I want new stuff. And you're like, oh, I don't know about Interstellar. But I'm really, really excited about that Avengers 2 thing. So we're all
That's
at the same
place. Okay,
yes.
Avengers 2 is not a reboot, though, dude.
My point is, it's a sequel.
No, I get it. I'm okay with sequels, and I know we're all bogged down in the... superhero bullshit, but I want to see more new shit. Interstellar was good, but it's not. Give the people who make Primer and movies like that, the little small budget movies that sound like they're going to be good, have those guys make something a little bit more.
The Greenlit Sundays.
Oh my god, yes, one out of the last 70 movies that have been made,
and that's the way it's going to go, dude.
Yeah, and the thing is that people vote with their dollar. What makes the big bucks right now? It's known property. I agree. I would like to have more new stuff, but the way to have more new stuff is to go see Kingsman. It's to go see these things instead of going to see the reboot of Annie.
Seriously, why did you reboot Annie, y'all?
I have
What was that about?
I have no idea. But
what concept meeting did that come up in? Because, damn.
But But my point is still there. People vote with their dollar, and when they see the big property that they know, and they see the big giant robot transformer for piece of crap, they go see it again, even if the last two movies were really bad. So what the studio is to do? Let's face it. You're going to plunk $200 million of your dollar. And people tend to forget that. Of your dollar to somebody. You want to make sure that to make money, you need to make $400 million of these dollars.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Split that shit up then. Make fucking four $50 movie or $50 million movies or three... whatever, $70 million, you know, $66 million movies, whatever. Spread that fucking wealth around. Take a risk instead of always making the huge movies. I want to see big movies too, but occasionally fucking make some, let other people, there's got to be another good script out there.
Have you went to see Birdman? Have you went to see Gone Girl? But no, have you went to see The Hunger Game?
No, no, and no. I'm going
to rent.
Yes, you see Hunger Game. We reviewed it.
I did not go to see it.
We reviewed it on the cast.
But I did not go to see it. You see?
What? Are you serious?
No, I...
You reviewed the movie without watching it, Beef?
Oh, no, not that. I saw the movie.
Okay,
then you saw the movie.
But...
Okay, we'll leave it at but. Now everybody's understanding. But my point is that that little Birdman or that Gone Girl or that all these things that are original stuff, you didn't mm-hmm. went to see. So when you tell me, I want them to do something else and reboot in sequels, go see something else and reboot in sequels and don't wait for Blu-ray.
I do usually. Just because I haven't in the last 3 months.
That was 6 months ago, dude.
Whatever. Yep. 6 months ago. I'm getting old. Time flies.
But, you know, a lot of good movie comes out. Okay, I'm going to agree with this. A lot of good movie comes out.
And not all of us can see our movies for free and a nice plush.
That is a damn fine point.
So go.
I paid for to see Birdman 4 times. I've seen it 7 times, but I paid for it 4 times.
Okay, but still then you saw it. So my point has been made. You still have seen plenty of movies free courtesy of your friends at blah, 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 blah.
Usually I see the big blockbuster though, for free.
Yeah, see? Speaking of the big blockbuster and the Marvel movies and stuff like that, teens are auditioning for Spider-Man. It is going to be the Peter Parker Spider-Man, regardless of the rumor of the whole, you know, Miles Morales Spider-Man and da-da-da-da. It is going to be the Peter Parker Spider-Man. Now, the rumor part is the Mateus Ward is likely to be him, but the fact is teen boys pretty much between the ages of 17 and 19 are trying out for this role. That's what they're going for.
If you're Marvel, cast a teen, you're okay for the next 15, 20 years. So
and
why
that's
not?
Why they're doing it. And that is why they're doing it.
And the picture you linky as a Batman shirt, that's awesome.
I know, that's pretty awesome. That was epic. That was kind of epic. And speaking of which, the Russo brothers are going to be directing the Infinity War, the two Infinity War movies, which I am fine with because they did a hell of a job on Winter Soldier.
Didn't we knew that like a year ago?
It was rumored, but it wasn't confirmed until now.
Oh, okay. But you know what? Right now, I'm really excited about the Russo brothers Civil War. And I'm going to say that. I'm excited about Civil War. I'm not yet excited about Infinity War. And here's why.
Mm-hmm.
They directed 2 movies.
Okay.
One of them is Winter Soldier is Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is Yumi and Dupree. So,
okay.
Civil War needs to be really good.
I think Civil War will be just damn fine because here's the thing that a lot of people seem to forget. This is Disney. Disney does not want things to suck. When that whole Ant-Man thing went down, they are distancing themselves. They're releasing it, but they ain't talking about it at all.
Okay, I want to talk about that because people are like, they're not behind that. Right now, if you really market Ant-Man, it's like not marketing it because everybody wants to see Avengers 2. Once Avengers 2 is released, I'm ready to bet a quarter. 2 weeks after that, we're going to start seeing a huge marketing campaign for Ant-Man right after Avengers.
Bullshit. I'm calling bullshit.
I don't think it'll... I think
see Ant-Man. Ant-Man is dead.
Ant-Man's gonna be out. I agree. There will be more of a marketing campaign, but it won't be a
huge marketing campaign.
No, you're right. It's going to be a tiny, tiny micro marketing
exactly.
campaign.
Exactly. I see what you did there. But no, it's not going to be a big marketing campaign.
Come on. Have you seen these posters in theaters? They're awesome.
No. But that's it. That's. I mean, they're going to have like a couple of ads here and there and stuff like that. They're going to release a few more like little clips and stuff. But that's it. It's not going to be the huge push. It's going to be like, hey, we got this other movie coming out. Oh, by the way, let's talk about Infinity War. That's not going to be out until 2019.
I think people after Avengers, if Avengers 2 does as good as Avengers 1, and I mean if it excites people as much, because I'll be honest, I don't think it's going to make as much money. Yeah, sequels usually make it a little bit less, and there's not the new flavor of well, I'll see these one for the first time on the screen. A lot of people are going to be like, I'll wait for DVDs. They're still going to make 200 plus million the first weekend.
Oh, God. Probably. They're going to make 500 million easy.
They're going to make money. I'm not saying they're not going to make money, but I don't think it's going to make Avengers 1 money. Maybe close, but not exactly the same. But people after, if it's good, people are going to have their appetite wet for the next Marvel thing. And that next Marvel thing could be anything. And it's just happened. It's going to be Ant-Man. So in their slate, this is the perfect spot to put Ant-Man right now.
Yeah. Anyway,
seriously, I'm getting a yeah out of that.
I'll just be ready for Guardians. Whatever.
Thank you. Exactly. Okay. So I'm a huge Key and Peele fan, which is why I put this story in here. There's a skit they do called Substitute Teacher, which is hilarious. Don't get me wrong. But is it hilarious enough to make an entire movie out of? I don't know. I genuinely don't. Because, again, huge fan of Key and Peele. They are not, you know, the legendary alpha of like Dave Chappelle level.
But now
but they're
okay.
close.
Now
they're
ask
close.
You I'll ask sure. you this. Could sure. Chappelle could you have taken a Chappelle skit and made it a movie? Maybe,
I'm really
but
trying to
probably
think.
Not. I
probably
can't
not.
Think of one.
Yeah, I can't think of one either, even though just damn near all of his skits were fucking flawless. I can't think of one that would make it unless it's the Rick James thing. But even then, most of the stuff in there you've got.
Already. Yeah, you already got most of it. I mean, you could do like a day in the life of, but
exactly. But that's it.
Yeah,
that's it. So, yeah, that's why I'm kind of like now again. This is not to shit on Key and Peele. Key and Peele, when they work together, they're very very good. They were in Fargo last season, and it was good. They were damn good in Fargo. So I'm going to give them benefit of the doubt. Hopefully they can do well, but an entire movie on one skit, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. Fargo, after season one, I haven't heard anything about that. I didn't watch it. Are they coming back?
Yep, yep. Yeah, they're already, they've been filming season two for a little while now, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're good. And of course, Entourage trailer, it's coming out later. It's really cool. Here's the thing. Because I live where I live, this is like what everybody is freaking talking about.
Well, you live in Entourage Central, so
yeah, yeah.
I didn't really watch the last season or two, but I saw this trailer and I'm like, okay, I'll actually see this.
I'll see it on DVD or cable or something like that. I don't think I'm going to go out and pay to see it.
Somebody's going to invite you to see this for free. Come on,
probably. But it's at the same time, it's kind of like, I don't know.
This is an LA movie. They're actually going to open
so
the
LA.
Door.
It's so LA. It's so ridiculous how LA this movie is. It's like, good God. I want to direct. Really? There's actually a line where you say, I want to direct. Seriously?
Yeah. But seriously, I watched like 2.5 seasons, I think, of Entourage. And you look at this and you're like, I need to go in LA again. And when I was in LA, I was like, okay, this is LA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And LA doesn't have, I'm sorry, I know you live there, doesn't have the glamour that they portray.
No, of course not. Of course not. I remember before I moved out here, I was still living back in Chicago, and there was some movie on about, a guy going to Los Angeles and meeting this perfect woman, and da 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 da. And it looked so beautiful, and the sun was shining, and the beaches were nice, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wow, this is going to be great. I'm going to live in L.A. Da, 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 da. And I came out here, I'm like, it's all overcast. It's
smoggy.
With nobody on the
shit.
Beach. It's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, that's the impression I had of L.A. when I was there. I was like, there's homeless people everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a homeless problem. It is true. Especially by the beach.
Oh, especially by the beach.
Yeah, especially by the beach. It's like, yeah. I was in a bus going to the beach, and I was afraid that I would get shanked in the bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's no joke. It's no joke. But and our little non-news thing, for those of you who are fans of Archer, apparently the creators of Archer have no time on their hands outside of, you know. They came up with an Easter egg that if you look in the show and you have to go through all of these little things to find this Easter egg, but apparently there is a Krieger website that you can find through Archer, and it is twisted and weird because Krieger is twisted and weird.
Do you remember like the hexadecimal comment from whatever long time ago? It all started with that, and then it went on from there, and they still haven't cracked the Krieger website. So
they found it, but that's it.
Yeah, but once they get past there, I'm sure there's plenty more. But just the fact that they've got that far,
that's impressive. And that means people who watch this show really pay attention to shit.
Right. Or saw a couple geeks were like, ah, hexadecimal code, okay.
I'll do this. Yeah, but you remember the Avengers, the Fantastic Four trailer? It took around 38 seconds for people to get that this line of code that was on the background TV in the back was actually the coordinate for Latveria, the coordinate on the website for Latveria. Yeah. And you're like, seriously, people?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
There's people.
There is a sub geek culture that I don't think the three of us are a part of that looks at things and just drills down to the nitty gritty to the point that it's like a little bit obsessive. And then they put it online and then they start doing research. And then they do the research and they find out that it's linked to something else. And they look on that and they do research on that. And then they do research on things that they find through that. And then it becomes this whole thing. And it's like, you know, going outside can be nice.
Overrated, duh.
I'm just saying girls are nice, too.
Girls are nice, you know. Going outside. Other interests are nice, you know.
Yeah.
Say hello to your family sometime, you know.
Family schmam.
Watch more porn. Listen to Wholesome Addiction, for Christ's sake.
Losers. Family schmamly.
Oh, God. But, yeah, I mean, it is actually kind of cool. But this is one of those things I'm like, okay, I'm just going to wait until y'all figure out what this is. And then I'll look at it and go, oh, okay, that's kind of cool.
That's what I do, too. I'm like, other geeks will figure this out.
Other geeks will figure this out. They are far better at this than I could ever be because, wow.
But you know what I'll do?
What am I going to spend my fucking lunches in the warehouse trying to hack into this website?
But you know what we'll do?
You are, aren't you? Yeah.
We'll talk about it on our show.
Of course we will. Of course we will. We're doing it now. It's what we do.
Exactly.
It's what we do. And it's what we are also going to do next week. So for those of you who are joining us and listening to this, we will talk to you next week. Thank y'all for listening. Peace.
Bye-bye. Happy birthday, Beef.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Beef. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to gunnageek.com and you will find all of our contact information and other shows. You can also visit legendspodcast.com where you will find our complete archive. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual host and do not represent Legend Stream Canada or Gunna Geek. No infringement is intended.